A new study says more than one in five emergency visits to an in-network hospital results in treatment by an out-of-network physician. As Patrick Scahill reports, that could mean costly surprise bills for patients.
Say you get hurt. Fortunately, you have insurance, so you head to an ER that's in your network and think, at least when it comes to your medical bill, you're all good.
Yeah, so this is one of the sort of scary parts of American medicine. So hospitals and physicians independently negotiate with insurers over network participation.
Zach Cooper is an assistant professor of public health and economics at Yale University.
So it's possible to have a physician inside an in-network hospital who himself or herself is out of network.
To learn more, Cooper's team obtained data from a major commercial insurer, studying nearly 9 million ER visits between 2011 and 2015. In a paper released by the National Bureau of Economic Research, he says surprise out-of-network billing is not happening everywhere. It's just done a lot by a relatively narrow group, about 10 to 15% of all providers.
A lot of those hospitals tend to be for-profit and in many instances have emergency departments managed by this one single company, EM Care.
EM Care, a physician outsourcing company, has disputed the study's methodology. But in a statement to WNPR, the company says out-of-network billing is a structural issue impacting the healthcare industry. Cooper hopes his work inspires legislators to follow the lead of states like New York, which have already enacted standards to protect ER consumers who are at their most vulnerable. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Patrick Scahill in Hartford.